Again, bid you welcome, express appreciation for your being here. Again, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. Now, there is an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along. So you're very welcome to do that as we go through the lesson this morning. Then it says, led us in a theme of songs concerning heaven, and that's our lesson this morning. I titled it, Heaven, I Want to Go There. I want to go there. And I think I put it at the very bottom. I hope you do too. So, you know, people always make, people make recommendations many times in their life. You know, if you've been to a good restaurant, you say, oh, I went to this great restaurant. I highly recommend it. Or they may say, I saw a movie that I really liked, and you may like it too, or a vacation place. But we typically make recommendations. You know, I think we sometimes make recommendations about something that doesn't even taste good. You know, you ever taste something horrible, and then whoever is next to you, you say, ooh, this is bad. Here, taste this. And you may say, and they say, oh, no. And no, really, it tastes bad. Here, try it. But we make recommendations. Well, we're making a recommendation. You know, God's already recommended it. We're just adding to it. So give me some reasons why I want to go to heaven this morning. Some of our songs have already expressed that. But number one, because I want to see the loved ones that I miss, those who have gone on before me, family and friends. I think my desire for heaven gets stronger with funeral. Every trip to the cemetery. Sometimes I think the older we grow, the more we talk about those who have preceded us in death. At some point we start thinking we have more loved ones on the other side than we have here, because so many have gone before us. I remember years ago, Christine had a cousin that passed away, rather young. His name was Marcia. And when we were at the funeral, Christine's aunt Wilma, the mother of Marcia, just kind of bearing her soul. Christine, I was close by, but I just remember Christine saying the words, comforting Wilma, her Aunt Wilma. You know, Daryl is on the other side waiting to greet her. And don't forget Grandma Icy. And Marcia is now waiting for our coming. Words of comfort. Well, I want to see loved ones who have passed to the other side. The Old Testament recognizes this truth. I put in your notes. The expression, he was gathered to his people. In Genesis 25, verse 8, Abraham breathed his last, died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, was gathered to his people. Verse 17, the same chapter. These are the years of Ishmael, 137 years. He breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. In Genesis 35, verse 29, Isaac breathed his last, that's the phrase that's used, and died and was gathered to his people. In Genesis 49, verse 33, Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons. He gathered up his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered unto his people. In Numbers 20, verse 24, just a single phrase, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people. In Numbers 27, verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, go up unto this Mount Abiram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, David and Bathsheba had a baby, and that baby died. Well, David said in this verse, "While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who shall tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he's dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again?" And he answers his own question. "I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." Wow. Interesting phrase. I heard the story when Buster Woody passed away. Or just before he passed away, I think Elaine used a phrase, and Carol repeated it to me. And Elaine said, "You wait for me. You wait for me on the other side. Wait for me. I want to go to heaven to see the people that I love who've gone before me. I can see them in my mind's eye. I can see them through the eye of faith. But I want to go to heaven to continue relationships with people that I've loved here." Paul told brethren who were sorrowing over those who had passed away. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14, it said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," and we believe that, "even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." And then in verse 18, he closed out the chapter or that particular thought. "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." So there's a word of comfort in believing that we will be gathered to our people. To our people. Number two, I want to go to heaven to be free from any fear of death. To be honest, I don't look forward to dying. I'm too young. They laugh. Yeah, you're not young. But I have to die once to get out of this world. It's appointed unto man once to die. But death is used over 900 times in the Bible in various forms. The last time the word death is used, it's in Revelation 21, verse 4. "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." No more death. I want to be free from that fear of death. There will not be a hearse in heaven. No long line of cars with their lights on following a coach. No funeral plans will be made. There'll be no funeral service. No tearful goodbyes. No hillsides marked with tombstones. No mortuaries. Sorry, Dennis, you're out of business. Well, I guess thank I'm not sorry,
goodness.
I'm glad.
that
you're out of finally. Business. Dennis and Pam are the morticians in the congregation. Psalm 23, verse 4 in the Shepherd's Psalm. Many times we read this psalm at funerals. The verse 4 says, "Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll not fear any evil. I'll not be afraid." Why? Because the verse continues, "Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So I want to be free from any fear of death that I have. Number three, because I want to see God. In Revelation 21, verse 3, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell with them. They shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God." To me, many wonderful reasons to go to heaven, as we're listing here, but one of the most wonderful aspects of heaven is the presence of God. I want to go. I've preached sermons on heaven before. I've read the verses as Dennis did in our scripture reading, and given the description and repeated the joys that will be there, but I want to go to see God. If the streets of heaven, as they're described, were gravel instead of gold, if the walls of heaven were cardboard instead of jasper, if God's throne was a dining room chair, it would still be heaven because God is there. See? I want to go to heaven to see God. There are a lot of pretty places here. I can't name them all or even imagine which one's the prettiest, but I want to go to heaven. Not just because the Bible describes it a pretty and wonderful place. I want to go to heaven because God is there. In Psalm 33, verse 13. I think I put this for your notes. Psalm 33, verse 13. The Lord looks from heaven, beholds the sons of men from the place of his habitation. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. I want to go to see God, to God's habitation. I want to go to God's house. Number four, because I want to be free of former things. Be free of former things. We have basically a wonderful life here. From a worldly perspective, I appreciate the good things that have been, that take place in my life. I look up and say thank you. But yet you and I all know what it feels like to cry. We know what it feels like to get hurt, to toss and turn, to be discouraged. We know what it's like to lose things. We know there are things that we can't afford. We know that not all dreams come true. I need to change the subject here. But one of these days in Revelation 21, verse 4, these will all be former things. Former things. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Things are passed away. I want to go to heaven. So that all these things, the discouragements, the hardships, the troublesome times, will not be experienced. I want to go. Number five, because I want to claim my inheritance. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Blessed be God, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible. Ah, there it is. I want to receive my inheritance. And that inheritance not only is incorruptible, undefiled, it fades not away, and he says it's reserved in heaven for me. In verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 1, he says, receive the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That's what I want. I want to go to heaven. Claim that prize. I put three things in your notes. I added to it the mansion, robe, and a crown. In John 14, verse 2, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I told you, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Preparing a mansion for us. We get a robe, too. Revelation 6, verse 11, white robes were given unto every one of them. Oh, a mansion? A robe? And then a crown, and I've listed those in your notes. Many places that the Bible refers to a crown. Crown of rejoicing, crown of righteousness, crown of glory, crown of life. There's a song that we don't sing, it's not in our books. Many times when I go to the four Sunday singings, this song is sung, and it's titled, A Mansion, Robe, and Crown. And here are the words to the song. I'm going to trade my earthly home for a better one, bright and fair. Christ left to prepare a mansion for his children in the air. I'll join him in that land where tears nor sorrows can be found, and I'll receive my mansion, robe, and crown. Second stanza talks about the robe. The weather there is always fair. There is sunshine day and night. No cold and no rain will fall there, for the sun, meaning the Jesus, shines ever bright. I'll need no heavy garments. I'll just wrap my robe around when I receive my mansion, robe, and crown. Third stanza is the crown. My head is bowed and bloody now from the work that I've tried to do. But one day I'll be rewarded with a crown so bright and new. I'll wear a smile so bright, for there'll be no cause for a frown when I receive my mansion, robe, and crown. And then the chorus, mansion, robe, and crown, there love always abounds. Let me your throne surround, Lord. Please reserve my mansion, robe, and crown. I suppose I could have added one more to this list. The idea is because I want to rest. I want to rest. In Revelation 14, verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, in other words, log this in. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Rest. That's what we want. So I've given you some reasons. Now, I highly recommend heaven. You know, I put in your introduction, the Bible is God's travel brochure. You know, he's there and he's telling you, let me tell you what it's like. You know, highly recommend going. So we want to go there. So that's our lesson this morning. Hope these reasons that I've expressed will encourage you to want to go there. And to make preparations to go there. The only time we go somewhere, there's preparations to be made in some form or fashion. Well, I need to get ready. I need to pack a bag. I need to call ahead. I need to make sure my car is serviced. I just can't just jump up and go right now. I need to prepare. Same way, if you're going to go to heaven, we want to make preparation by being a child of God. Because one day, God's going to turn to his son on his right hand and say, now, son, go call my children home. In a sense. Call my children home. You're almost at the end of the Revelation. John says, yea, come, Lord Jesus. I would pray that, come. I'm ready. But then on the other hand, I want to say, please, Jesus, wait a little longer. I have a few more that I want to get in. There's a balance there. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, wait. There's some family, there's some loved ones, there's some neighbors that are not ready. They haven't made preparation. So we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation at the close of a lesson. If you haven't made preparations by becoming a Christian, by becoming a member of God's family, you have this opportunity. You've heard the good news. If you believe that God so loved the world, he sent a son, and you're willing to turn your life around, hate the situation you're in, and confess that Jesus Christ is God's son, you can be baptized for remission of sins. That's the invitation. That's the plan, the steps in entering the New Testament church or God's family. And then from that point on, then we begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're all subject to that invitation. We haven't answered it already. Why don't you do so when we sing this song? So let's stand together. Dennis has made a selection of songs. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve to answer that, just simply come while we're singing this song and have a seat.